Hello and welcome to Game Watch. Today I, of course, am Big Fish, the dude that you listen to when you listen to Game Watch Today. Also, before that was Overwatch Today, but whatever. We don't talk about that anymore because I'm crying inside. So, today on the show, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk about some stuff, and that's the thing, because Winter Wonderland's coming next week, and we still have no skins. So that means we only get three or four, and I'm crying inside again. Thanks, Blizzard. Hey, while you're at it, just give us all skins for every event. Like, stop with the one or two skins per event. That's really, like, rather frustrating and or annoying for people that only play one or two heroes. So don't do that. Just give us all the heroes' skins. Stop being cheap. Just drop them all. Because what they do is, so they space them out so that way they probably have them all ready to go since launch of the game, right? So they have all the skins ready to go, like at least concept, and then they release them like trickle release, like, you know, like scattering salt on a steak if you're a chef. Like, you don't want to put too much on all at once because then it'll taste terrible. But in this case, like, you just put all the seasoning on it every time, like no matter what, and then so that way, you know, everybody can complain and be happy at the same time. You can be happy while you're complaining. Like, they don't even all have to be legendary. Like, just give us all skins for everybody. Like, there's no, like, they hardly ever add regular skins. Or, you know, like, the whatever the next step is. I forget now because I don't care. And then, you know, just, like, give us skins for everybody. Skins for everyone. Who gives a shit? You know, stop being like, hey, this game has to last a long time. It's not going to last a long time if you don't start giving the people what they want. Because we demand everything all the time, ever, from you because you're Blizzard and we expect these things to be better than everyone else in the universe. Or just be like Fortnite and come out with shit every week that people want to do and buy. And then everybody's already tired of the game because it's terrible. Fortnite is terrible, not Overwatch. I'm just saying. I don't have anything against people that play Fortnite. It's just really not my bag, dude. It's not my thing. Nope. Not even gonna go there. Why? I don't even care about it. So, I just don't. I don't know why I like Overwatch so much, but I do. So, that's what it is. And I've been playing it every day since it's been released, and my fingers hurt. So, that's what's up. I don't think I've ever played so many video games. Well, I probably have, but whatever. That's another story for the younger Mike that I'm never going to have on the show because he's an asshole. Anyway, but I was thinking about also, so like the instant replay feature where you can make your own video from a replay thing, whatever, from the Overwatch League that I don't know if anybody actually did. Make any videos from the thing that was on the testing. Anyway, that's going away because they're probably going to drop it into actual games probably next month, I would imagine, sometime in January. That's just my guess. So they're taking away the testing thing and all that other stuff, dropping it into live probably January. That's my guess. But I was also thinking about, like, what else could we add? So, like, last time I kind of talked about, like, how to fix the game, blah, 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 whatever. I wasn't really thinking about, like, what to add to it other than, like, you know, kind of, like, obvious things. But I thought about some more stuff that could be added because reasons. Because I sit and pretty much just make dumb memes about Overwatch. So I think about Overwatch a lot and I'm kind of weird. Anyway, so I was thinking about, like, what else could we add to Overwatch that would increase the longevity of the game. Now, TF2 is going on like 50 years of being a playable game. So, I mean, obviously people get tired of playing it and whatever, but one thing that kept it going for so long that I've talked about before, adding, and people have talked about adding since Overwatch's beginnings, is the map customizer, or the level editor, or whatever, like, where you build your own levels, and you play them as mods, or whatever. Not, I don't know if mod is the right word, but you play them as, like, you know, it's basically bonus content that's created by people for other people to do, you know. You know, I've talked about before, like, increasing longevity is letting people mod the game to where, you know, you have different heroes do different things, or you have, you know, like different customizable stuff that people add to the game or whatever. It's like it would be its own kind of section of the game. Obviously, they don't want to take away from the main part of the game, which is like what the esports people play, and the normal people play. But like, to have like a customizable thing where people could add their own stuff to the game would be like, you know, people want to do that to show off, you know, their talents in doing that stuff. And some people just like doing that kind of stuff. That's just their thing. Like, I like making dumb jokes about characters in the game, but, and, you know, keeping up on all the news and stuff. But some people prefer different things. So, like, to keep the longevity going is to get, you know, different developers and stuff like that into the game doing different things, you know, like doing mods and doing stuff like that that will enhance gameplay sometimes. I mean, even, you know, like, we have a whole, you know, you had a whole another genre of video games spawned from StarCraft by people adding different levels or different games into the levels or whatever. You know, you have the whole Dota movement from built from StarCraft. So, I mean, it can lead to other things. I mean, especially since it's on other platforms, will it be difficult to add to, like, the PlayStation and Xbox? Yes, but, you know, it's not something that hasn't been done. Like, level editors and stuff like that is a little bit more difficult to do on game consoles. Absolutely, it is more difficult to do with a controller to do level editors and stuff like that. But people will sit and do that stuff, like, for hours on a time just to build levels. You know, like, give them assets, give them just stuff to build, and they will do it. You know, that's the big thing I was thinking about after I did the last episode, was just, like, you know, stuff that people have been talking about but just haven't done. You know, it's like, it hasn't been done. You know, like, the replay system's cool. It would have been cooler if it was implemented at the beginning of the game, because you have a lot of, you know, like, the YouTubers and stuff like that making YouTube videos about Overwatch. It would have helped them, you know, really, you know, do more videos and stuff like that. I see a lot of that could happen, but I don't know if really the Overwatch YouTube scene can really handle that kind of stuff anymore, unless you're a really big YouTuber that is already in like that Overwatch video meme scene. I don't see myself using it all that much because it's a lot of work, man. I don't have that much time to sit down and edit a bunch of videos together. I tried that and I don't know. It just doesn't work for me. So we'll see what happens, I guess. Maybe I will like it and I will want to start using it, but I don't know. I mean, it was pretty easy to use on the PC, the test thing. It was not very difficult to use, that's for sure. So, which is really cool. So we'll see once it goes live if people start using it more often than not. So, you know, I mean, it just depends on, I mean, it's also where Blizzard wants the game to go. I mean, Blizzard obviously wants the game to be more esports focused, which I've talked about before, which is probably a mistake, but they're doing whatever they want to do with it. So all I can do is just get my thoughts out on paper and bring it to light. I don't do developing. I just do other stuff. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, we'll see where the future of Overwatch goes from here. It'll be interesting to see what they do with Winter Wonderland. I'm assuming probably nothing really new will be coming. So don't expect a bunch of new stuff, just skins and stuff like that. I wouldn't really count on new game modes. I mean, they keep saying they want to add new game modes, but then, you know, everybody gets disappointed and pissed off. So it's just don't expect too much right now. They keep wanting to add stuff, but all that stuff costs money, obviously. And obviously money that they'd rather invest in other parts of the game rather than developing more story for the game. I mean, personally, for me, if I had a say in it, I'd be like, just give me more story. That way I can make all the jokes I want to about individual characters, because that is the most important thing to me. Like, I have story to go on. That way the character, because that's the thing that really gets me in Overwatch, is like that story part of it. Like, not, I don't care about a story mode so much as like, just give me more story on the characters. Like, I don't care what other features you add to this stupid game. Just give me more story. Because that is really the thing that's gonna keep me interested in Overwatch, is the characters themselves. Because these are like extraordinarily complex, well-developed characters themselves with like weird abilities in the future. You know, they have this weird thing going on between, you know, like, the story is there and they've built it up so well with the story of the whole like universe and put these interesting characters in there, and then the characters that they add into the story are interesting themselves in their own right. So then it's, give me more story. That's all I care about. I don't give a shit about any more gameplay. I don't want a story mode because that sounds dumb. Whatever. Give me, like, just make Overwatch story mode like an actual game, like standalone. Sell it for $80. Give me levels, whatever. I mean, put in a PvP mode. Make it like Grand Theft Auto Overwatch. It'll be really dumb, but it'll be fun as heck, and then people will be interested in Overwatch again, and who cares? I mean, case closed. Done. Thank you. Sealed it up. We're good to go. We're good for another 10 years of Overwatch. Thank you very much, Blizzard. You're welcome. Available for hire. Just contact me at gamewatchtoday@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Anyway, that's really all I wanted to talk about today. Just the Winter Wonderland's coming and some of the other stuff. Oh, Lucio's, the cereal, is coming probably next week too, so look out for that on the shelves. So it's been released next week, but however, probably it won't show up until U.S. Shores stores shelves, probably by all the store shelves by the end of the month. So probably look for that probably around the end of the month and into the 1st of January. So check it out. Lucio's the cereal, boys. Let's go. What up? That's all I got for Game Watch today. I, of course, am your host, Big Fish. Thanks for listening. Snoop Loop, and good afternoon to you all.